So who might buy TikTok? How about Steve Mnuchin? It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 14th day of March. Thanks for being with us. In other news, President Biden is against selling iconic U.S. steel to a Japanese firm, and we'll tell you why. Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, has a new business venture and how we know about that. The wholesale price report is out, but inflation is not. Mortgage rates fell, but better act quickly, and we'll share why. We've got a report on the top career choices for workers 5 years post-college, and yeah, the lowest paying jobs as well. The Wall Street Report is coming up, and YouTube has a new feature it's rolling out, and it doesn't have much to do with video. Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent, FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. Grateful that you're with us again today. As the Senate takes up the House bill to ban TikTok in the U.S., an unlikely personality has said he's trying to build an investor group to buy the social media company. Former Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said during an interview on CNBC's Squawk Box that he had spoken to, quote, a bunch of people, end quote, about creating an investor group that would purchase the popular social media company. He didn't offer any details about who might be in the group or about TikTok's possible valuation. Here's a quote. This should be owned by a U.S. business, he said. There is no way that the Chinese would ever let a U.S. company own something like this in China, end quote. The House bill passed by a vote of 352-65 now goes to the Senate, where its prospects are unclear. Lawmakers in the Senate have indicated that the measure will undergo a thorough review, and if it passes in the Senate, President Joe Biden has said he will sign it. In yet more political drama, President Biden has come out against selling U.S. steel to the Japanese firm Nippon Steel. The Associated Press is reporting that Biden said the U.S. needs to, quote, maintain strong American steel companies powered by American steel workers, end quote. In a statement, Biden added, quote, U.S. Steel has been an iconic American steel company for more than a century, and it is vital for it to remain an American steel company that is domestically owned and operated, end quote. By opposing the merger, Biden has chosen to support unionized workers in a critical election year at the risk of upsetting the business community and an essential ally in Japan. The announcement, coming as Biden is campaigning in the Midwest, could have ripples in his race against the presumptive Republican presidential nominee, Donald Trump. The president has made the restoration of American manufacturing a cornerstone of his agenda as he seeks re-election, and he has the endorsements of the AFL-CIO and other prominent unions. The White House did say that Biden called David McCall, president of the United Steelworkers, to reiterate his support for its members. That was a down day for Wall Street as the three major indexes all closed in the red. Those numbers, what oil did, and a look at the yield on the 10-year Treasury, all coming at you in just a bit. Well, here's something we did not see coming. The Associated Press is reporting that Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, has returned to Instagram to tease a new brand that records show could feature jams, household items, cookbooks, and even cutlery. The former actor left Instagram when she got engaged to Prince Harry and as recently as last week spoke about the dangers of social media. Yet now, a new account called American Riviera Orchard appeared on Instagram saying it was created by Meghan. The unverified account includes photos of a logo and a link to a website to join a wait list to learn more about details. Documents filed in February with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office registered the American Riviera Orchard name and sought trademark protection for a variety of goods and services. Those goods and services include textiles, cutlery, jellies, jams, marmalades, and assorted food spreads. It also said the brand might feature coffee services in the nature of tableware, tea service in the nature of tableware, serving ware for serving food and drinks, decanters, and other beverage ware. Wow. How cool is all of that? Congratulations, Megan. Well, this is something you don't want to hear about. The AP is reporting that wholesale prices ticked up in February, the latest sign that inflation pressures in the economy remain elevated and might not cool in the coming months as fast as the Federal Reserve or the Biden administration would like. The Labor Department said that its producer price index, which tracks inflation before it reaches consumers, rose 0.6% from January to February, up from 0.3% rise in the previous month. Measured year over year, producer prices rose by 1.6% in February, the most since last September. Now, before you get all excited, much of the increase came in the form of higher gasoline prices, which jumped 6.8% from January to February, and wholesale grocery prices advanced by 1%. It seems that inflation is still with us, but again, why? There is not a shortage of products as the supply chain is working well. There's not a lack of productivity. In fact, productivity has been rising. So what is it? Corporations are keeping prices high because they can, and higher prices mean better profits. It's really pretty simple. Still, all of this puts the Fed in a bind when it comes to cutting rates. Rate cuts that would ease the burden on consumers who want to buy a vehicle, get a home mortgage, or ease their credit card interest rate. Now, a word or two about mortgage rates. Barron's is reporting the average 30-year fixed mortgage rate was 6.74% this week. That's down 0.14 percentage points from 6.88% the week prior. All of that according to Freddie Mac data. It was the second week of declines in a row and the lowest rate since early February. But there is a but. The upward movements in the 10-year T-note will tell us the downward trend won't last long. Now you know. How about some positive news? And we're talking about the top job careers 5 years post-college. CNBC is reporting that if you're looking for a college degree with maximum earning potential, you'll want to be an engineer. Engineering degrees took 9 of the top 16 rankings for college majors with the highest income 5 years after graduation. All of this according to a recent New York Federal Reserve study of full-time workers. Once again, chemical engineering is ranked first, with $133,000 in annual median income. Chemical engineers get paid well, since they often work in lucrative sectors like oil and gas, pharmaceuticals, and semiconductor manufacturing. In contrast, however, the lowest-paying majors tend to be in liberal arts or in education. Early childhood education had the lowest pay for mid-career earners, with only $48,000 in annual median income. And that is only $8,000 more than the $40,000 early childhood educators make at the beginning of their careers. The three major indexes all closed in the red today as investors took in the most recent data on inflation. The Dow lost 137 points to end the session at 38,905, while the Nasdaq shed 49 points to finish at 16,128, and the S&P 500 fell by 14 points to close at 5150. Yesterday, we had a story about the weak quarterly results of Family Dollar and Dollar Tree. Well, today, Dollar General posted better-than-expected earnings for its fourth quarter and saw its stock retreat, however, by 5% or $8.07 to $150.10 a share. West Texas Intermediate crude gained again on the day, picking up $1.36 to close at $81.08 a barrel. The 10-year Treasury yield gained as well at 4.292%. And once again, watch those mortgage rates. And finally, there is this. And this is about how YouTube is going retail on us. The Verge is reporting that YouTube continues to make waves in the way consumers watch live television, revamping its TV app to become more interactive. The new look, selected by the viewer, slightly shrinks video to create space for elements like show descriptions and comments on the right side. The biggest change, however, will be a products in this video section, which lets creators sell featured products. It's all a work in progress. Viewers can't make the purchase on the app, but instead must scan a QR code and finish the transaction on their phones. The Alphabet-owned video platform reported 8 million subscribers in 2023. Its closest competitor in live TV streaming marketplace is Hulu Plus Live TV, which has 4.6 million subscribers. How about that? Now YouTube can help you make even more purchases. And that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for being with us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is none other than Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby, wishing you a profitable and safe and welcoming evening. Come on back tomorrow. We'll be here. And be safe, be well, be careful, and most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.